Imagine watching someone burn $1 million in cash. When two members of the band KLF did exactly this on a Scottish island in 1994, a public outrage was so intense that many refused to believe real money had been destroyed. This visceral reaction reveals our profound psychological relationship with money. Though merely pieces of paper and metal with no inherent value beyond our collective belief, money fundamentally shapes human behavior in ways we rarely recognize. It's simultaneously a tool we use and a psychological drug we crave, triggering dopamine release in our brains much like chocolate or wine. Money isn't just currency. It's a lens through which we view ourselves and others, influencing our decisions in ways that often defy logic. Our relationship with money begins early. 4-year-olds proudly display coins without understanding their purchasing power, valuing money intrinsically. By age 6, children show sophisticated economic thinking. Finnish nursery school children spontaneously discussed ticket pricing strategies when creating a play. Children's understanding progresses through stages, collecting money to possess it, saving for specific items, and finally grasping money as representing future choice. Around age 8, they begin to understand interest and delayed gratification. Most children learn about money by observing their parents rather than through direct discussion, as money remains a topic many families avoid. Despite our digital world, physical money maintains a powerful psychological hold. We value different forms of money differently, with particular attachment to physical currency. A crisp new banknote provides visceral pleasure, holding, as the British say. Research shows we spend dirty, worn notes faster than clean ones. Our attachment to physical forms creates perceptual biases. When Britain decimalized its currency in 1971, people significantly overestimated the size of old coins compared to new ones, as if their minds believed old money bought more, so must have been physically larger. This perception bias extends beyond currency changes. People worldwide overestimate money's physical size, with the effect being stronger among poorer populations. We don't treat all money the same way. Instead, we create mental accounts that assign different values to money based on its source and purpose, explaining many seemingly irrational financial behaviors. Most people wouldn't buy replacement theater tickets if they lost their original $160 tickets, but would use a credit card if they lost $160 cash intended for those tickets. Why? Because lost tickets feel like double spending from the entertainment account, while lost cash comes from a general account. We experience losses about twice as powerfully as equivalent gains. When given $1,000, people typically choose a guaranteed additional $500 over a coin toss for $1,000 more. Yet when framed as having $2,000, with options to either lose $500 certainly or risk losing $1,000 on a coin toss, people prefer gambling despite identical outcomes. This loss aversion appears evolutionary. On Cayo Santiago Island, researchers found capuchin monkeys overwhelmingly preferred traders who appeared to offer a bonus grape rather than those who sometimes removed a grape, despite identical results. This suggests loss aversion dates back 35 million years in our evolutionary history. Our perception of value is easily manipulated by price. Brain scans reveal that wine drinkers' pleasure centers activate more when told they're tasting expensive vintages, even with cheap wine. The brain literally experiences more pleasure when we believe something costs more. Price affects both perception and performance. Students who paid more for energy drinks solved more anagrams than those who paid less for the identical product. Similarly, branded painkillers provide greater relief than identical generic versions. About 1/3 of pain relief stems from believing you're taking the premium product. Cashless payments significantly impact spending behavior. MIT students bid an average of $60 by card versus just $28 in cash for basketball tickets. Card payments feel less real, delaying the pain of spending. Consider whether you're more careful with cash than cards. Stores exploit the compromise effect, our tendency to choose middle options. When presented with 3 laptops, expensive and sleek, cheap and basic, or mid-priced with decent features, most choose the middle option. Estate agents use this psychology by showing houses above your budget to make reasonably priced properties seem like bargains. While money effectively motivates simple physical tasks, offering $5 in the 1950s nearly tripled men's endurance when hanging from a bar, financial incentives often backfire for complex cognitive tasks or when intrinsic motivation exists. In psychologist Edward Deci's experiment, students worked on puzzles during breaks out of genuine interest. When one group began receiving payment, they stopped engaging during unpaid breaks. Their intrinsic motivation vanished. Notably, students receiving only verbal praise showed the highest continued interest, even surpassing the unpaid control group. Brain scans reveal that large rewards trigger excessive activity in reward pathways, overwhelming working memory, and deteriorating performance. Financial incentives can completely backfire through crowding out. In a Swiss referendum on nuclear waste facilities, offering compensation to residents actually halved acceptance rates from 50% to 25%, transforming a civic duty into a self-interested transaction. Early experiences shape lifelong financial patterns. Children with strong math skills develop better money management abilities and save more as adults. Those from emotionally warm families, regardless of income, tend to develop healthier financial habits, suggesting our emotional environment shapes money psychology as much as direct financial education. The roots of being a compulsive saver or spender often trace back to childhood experiences. The endowment effect creates irrational attachments to things we own. In car purchases, people prefer deals with higher trade-in values even when the final price is identical. Free trials exploit this same psychology. Once we possess something, cancellation feels like a loss. Our mental accounting system explains why windfalls get spent more freely than regular income. A tax refund or bonus feels like free money, even though it's actually your own earnings. This psychological categorization leads us to treat identical sums differently based solely on their mental label. Money becomes a positive force when directed outward rather than inward. Research shows people spending on others feel happier than those spending on themselves, regardless of amount. Brain scans reveal altruists experience reward when giving money, while egoists feel rewarded when keeping it. Our time perspective influences financial behavior. Future-oriented thinkers save more, though this requires financial knowledge. Languages with weak future time references correlate with higher national savings rates, suggesting language shapes financial thinking. Spending on experiences rather than material goods yields greater happiness. Our enjoyment diminishes when calculating monetary value. Activities become less pleasurable after considering hourly wages. Thrift, sharing roots with thrive, enhances well-being when we appreciate what we already own. Money can enhance life, but won't transform us. Fulfillment comes from controlling our relationship with money rather than letting it control us. Understanding the psychology behind financial decisions helps align choices with our true values. Perhaps the greatest wealth is having enough while knowing that enough is enough.